Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A great deal of life on Earth exists in places no human will ever see in person. Thomas Zwicky, professor of biology at American Public University, shares his discovery of several new species that thrive deep in the underwater caves of Florida.
The water-filled caves of the Floridan aquifer form a complex, interconnected habitat within which numerous species have invaded and evolved. At least 27 invertebrate and one vertebrate species have been described in Florida's caves. To date, out of this rich biodiversity, only two species of stygobitic amphipods have been formally described, Crangonyx hobbsi and Crangonyx grandamanus. The two Crangonyx species endemic to the Floridan aquifer are widely distributed and are often found symmetrically, living at the same location at the same time, in cave systems from Tallahassee to Miami. Because of their broad distribution, sympatry, their limited ability to disperse widely due to not having a planktonic larval stage, and their small adult size of 10 to 17 millimeters, Crangonyx hobbsi and Crangonyx grandamanus should act as good proxies to the understanding of gene flow between cave populations. In other words, this study should help us determine if the populations living in caves near Tallahassee are really the same species as those populations living closer to Orlando or to those down in Miami. To answer this question, a detailed morphological and molecular analysis of Crangonyx hobbsi and Crangonyx grandamanus populations from various systems across the range is currently being conducted. To date, through this research, I have discovered at least three new species of amphipods and one new species of isopod. The description of one of the new species of amphipods is underway and is currently in manuscript. In addition to this basic scientific knowledge that this research is producing, it has also the potential to significantly influence the conservation of at least some aspects of these habitats. This is due to the fact that populations of stygobitic organisms that are genetically isolated, or which represent new and endemic species, are extremely vulnerable because of their isolation within and dependence upon specific cave systems. Destruction of such systems means destruction of the habitat, and by definition, extirpation of the population or species living within that habitat.
That was Thomas Zwicky of the American Public University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.